Sunshine Show.
Star 94.1.
All the feels, hallelujah. All the feels, hallelujah. All the feels, hallelujah. Jeff and Jen Show gon' give it to ya. Jeff and Jen Show gon' give it to ya. Jeff and Jen Show gon' give it to ya. All the feels, hallelujah.
Never underestimate the kindness of strangers. That's what we like to highlight here on the Jeff and Jen Show, because we know you've got too much drama in your regular everyday life. You don't need to listen to more drama. You need to listen to stories that are going to make you feel good about human beings.
Yeah, you
and
do.
And that's what we dig up for you every single week. So we all find our own stories and bring them to the table. Kelly Cheese, what you got?
Okay, I have a question. Did y'all ever learn like first aid, Heimlich maneuver, or CPR, or anything like that?
Yes, I had to be in the babysitter's club.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to be a babysitter. And then I did it again when I had Lauren.
Oh.
When you become a parent.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, that's smart.
That gets real.
Well, think about Lauren being able to do, or think quickly enough if Reese were ever, God forbid, choking or anything like that. So Oliver and Stanley are brothers. Oliver is 5, and his 3-year-old brother Stanley started choking on what they were eating. I believe it was a meatball. The 5-year-old Oliver was calm enough to think, like, I know what to do, because a first aid training class that he has in kindergarten.
Wow.
Patted him on the back, kept him calm. He was able to actually get him to where he's not choking anymore. And what him and his mom say is so cute.
He choked on a meatball first, and then I smacked him on the back 3 times. The meatball come down, and then it was better. And then he had some juice.
I don't think he'll ever realise what he has done for his brother. I hope, obviously, in years' time, we'll keep telling him what he's done. But, yeah, you don't think a 5-year-old could be as calm and collected and do that.
I mean, as a mom, you got to think, like, you think and 2.5 seconds, like, boom, thought about it, finished it, saved it. Like, this child is good to go. But a child doing that for their little brother is so cute.
So sweet. And so now sweet. The older brother can hold it over his head forever.
Oh, yeah,
yes. Forever. Like, you can't have that toy. I saved your life.
Remember?
Remember. All right, Jen, what'd you find this week?
So I have an update on my story from last Friday. For anyone that was listening, I was talking about this community. A listener named Corey, who's out in Smyrna, he called us saying, there's this Twitch streaming charity going on for St. Jude's right now. So basically a bunch of gamers are getting together in anticipation of this awesome convention they're doing in Tampa. But last year they started a live charity that lasted a week long. So you go on Twitch, which is a game streaming. You watch other people play games. It's pretty cool. But you can donate to the streamers, and it all goes to St. Jude's for this week.
Cool.
Last year they did it. They raised over $300,000.
Wow.
All in individual, like, just people donating.
Wow.
Gamers donating. So this year their goal was $1 million. And he called us back this morning to tell us that they hit $1.2 million.
Yes.
All in individual people. There's no corporate sponsors. This is the largest St. Jude's, like, single donation given in history. It's absolutely crazy. It's still kind of going on. It's amazing. One of the guys, Swifter, he matched his donation. So he was streaming. So he said, like, in these hours frame, no matter how much you donate, I'll match it. And this guy raised $10,000.
Wow.
And then gave $10,000 of his own
money.
So
that's incredible.
It's absolutely crazy. There's just a couple of moderators doing this whole thing together. They put it all together. And gamers are just great, guys. Like, if your kids like games, just give them a chance.
$1.2 million will buy you a lot of Cheetos and Mountain Dew while you're playing all those games.
Oh, he mentioned that because Jeff was like, last week I said, oh, gamers raise money. He's like, why? Donating their, like, Mountain Dew bottles. Corey did the math, actually. He's like, yeah, you better let Jeff know that that's about 40 million Mountain Dew bottles for recycling to raise that much money, Jeff.
Of course Corey did the math.
Yes.
Of course.
So, I'm just proud of my community, and I'm proud of all the gamers that gave to that, and I'm proud of everyone who was a part of it. So
nice.
I'm really excited.
We got to raise some more money for Reese's Magic Fund. I might be hitting up these gamers.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, so cool. All right. I've got one for you guys, because you know, before coming to Star 94.1, I was working in country radio. So I got my love for my country artists, and Garth Brooks
just announced that he is going to be doing the first ever concert at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Mm-hmm. So tickets are flying off for that show already. And there's rumors of more, right?
Yeah.
And he does that when he comes to town. So my story for All the Feels today is all about Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. So there is this astronaut whose name is Jack Fisher. He and Dr. Peggy Whitson decided that they were, before their next launch, they were listening to some music. So Jack said that River was the very first song on his pre-launch playlist back in April. Well, fast forward to this week, and Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood actually visited NASA's Mission Control in Houston yesterday, and they sang live for the two astronauts orbiting the Earth.
I will say my lesson.
Going to space.
It's a concert going to space, and here's the astronaut thanking Garth.
I think that you have so many great songs and so many great messages, but it's the heart that you put into every performance and the soul that you put into all those songs that make them so impactful. And I know for me, the River in particular was pretty much my anthem for the last almost three decades. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. For being such an inspiration to so many and making those words count.
Yay!
That's so cool.
All the feels, hallelujah. All the feels, hallelujah. All the feels, hallelujah. Jeff and Jen Show gonna give it to you. We love featuring your All the Feels story. So if you have a good news story, somebody you know in your community who's a total hero and they need to be highlighted on the radio, reach out to us. You can find us facebook.com/Jeff and Jen Show and tell us your All the Feels story.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.